試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2023年度第1回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answerfrom among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question.For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now, we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
Hi, Professor. Can I talk to you about my assignment?
Sure.I was surprised when you didn't turn it in at the start of class. That's never happened before.
My brother was in an accident, and I was at the hospital with him.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is he okay?
Yes, he's home now, but I didn't have time to get my assignment done.
Well, I can let you turn it in tomorrow. How would that be?
Great. Thank you.
Question.What will the woman probably do tomorrow? Number 2.
I can't believe the government wants to raise taxes again.
They say it's necessary to pay for the new education plan.
Well, it seems like there are a lot of areas in the budget that could be reduced instead.Spending on highways, for one.
That's for sure. I read a news report just yesterday saying that few drivers are using the new highways, even though they cost billions.
Right. I'd write a letter to the government if I thought it'd do any good.
Question. What do these people think?
Number 3.
Thanks for inviting me to lunch.
Sure. I wanted to celebrate your promotion. It's too bad I won't see you as often, though, since you'll be moving to the 4th floor.
Well, we'll still have meetings together, and maybe we could have a weekly lunch or something.
Great idea. But you'll probably be eating at your desk a lot more often.
That's true. I guess my workload is going to be pretty heavy.
Yes.At least until you get used to your new position.
Question. What is one thing we learn from the conversation?
Number 4.
I'm going next door to see Carol. I'll be back in an hour.
Sure. By the way, how is she doing after her surgery?
She's doing much better, but she still has trouble moving around. Today, I'm going to do a little cleaning and prepare some food for her that she can just heat up.
I'm sure she appreciates your help.
I think she does. The other day, she got me a gift certificate to a spa so I can get a massage.
Question. Why is the woman visiting her neighbor?
Number 5.
Alan, the printer is giving me that error message again.
Are you sure the paper is the right size?
Of course. I've checked it several times.
This is ridiculous. We just bought that printer 2 weeks ago. I'll call the computer shop and ask them to replace it.
I think we should try to get a refund instead. I've seen reviews saying this brand's printers frequently need to be repaired.
Okay, I'll look into it. We can use our old one until we decide which model we want to buy.
Question. What will the man probably do first?
Number 6.
How was your business trip to Tokyo last week?
It was a disaster.
What happened? Did the client back out of the deal?
No, but their lawyer objected to the wording of the contract. And there was a big delay while we modified the text. Then, before we could finalize the deal, we had an emergency at headquarters, and I had to return immediately.
That's awful.
Yes, I'm going to have to go back to Tokyo in a couple of weeks.
Question. What was one problem the man had during his trip?
Number 7.
Hi, Nick. How's your new job going?
Well, it's taking me a while to adjust.
Are your responsibilities very different from your last job?
No, but my boss is. She always says she's going to do things, but then forgets about them. I'm constantly having to remind her about deadlines.
That sounds frustrating.
It sure is. Still, at least she isn't bothering me about my work.
I guess things could be worse.
Question. What does the man say about his new job?
Number 8.
I'm thinking we should replace the sofa soon. It's getting pretty worn out.
Do you want to check out that new furniture store down the road?
Nah, I was thinking of just getting one online. That's usually much cheaper.
Really? I'd rather we try a sofa out before actually buying it.
I suppose you're right. Our budget isn't very large, though. So we'll probably have to put off the purchase until the store offers some discounts.
Let's look around some other stores, too. They might have some good deals on.
Question. What will the couple probably do?
Number 9.
It's so warm today. Hard to believe it's February. I could even go for some ice cream.
Today is lovely, but the weather report says we may get a big snowstorm this weekend.
Are you kidding? That would be a temperature drop of nearly 20 degrees.
We'd better check how much food and water we have and go to the grocery store if necessary.
Good idea. After getting snowed in at our cabin last year, I want to make sure we're stocked up just in case.
Question. What does the man suggest?
Number 10.
Good morning, Ms. Redfield. I just got a call from Irene. She says she needs to take a half day off this morning.
Again? That's the second time this week.
Yes, I'm a bit worried. She's also been late quite a few times in the last couple of months.
She's quite skilled with computers, though, and the clients seem very satisfied with her. I am concerned about her motivation, however. It might be best to have a talk with her, in case she's considering leaving the company.
I'll set up a meeting.
Question: What does the woman imply about Irene?
Number 11.
Hey, Jack. How was your trip to the Yucatan?
Great. Check out these paintings I picked up.
Wow, they're gorgeous. Did you find them at a local gallery?
No, I got them from artists at local markets, and they were unbelievably cheap.
Well, you should get better frames for them before you put them on the wall.
Actually, I looked into that today. They cost 10 times what the paintings did, so I'm hesitant.
I really think they deserve better than these cheap frames, don't you?
Question: What does the woman say about the paintings?
Number 12.
Hey, Joseph. There's no water coming from the faucet.
Oh, right. They're inspecting the pipes down the street.
What? That's news to me.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you. There won't be any water until 7 p.m. We got a couple of notices about it while you were out of town.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? I wanted to wash some clothes tonight for work tomorrow.
I'm sorry. I did prepare some bottles of water, so we have enough for cooking and drinking.
That's something, at least.
Question: Why does the man apologize to the woman?